ABC Radio Australia.
The Kiribati government has been in a bitter legal battle with its own High Court officials, but that saga came to an end, well, at least for the moment, on Friday, with the Court of Appeal unanimously ruling that Justice David Lambourne should be allowed to stay and work in Kiribati. The court has also blasted the government for trying to deport him. Rohit Batra is the New York lawyer representing the Kiribati government. Good morning, Mr. Batra, and welcome to Pacific Beat. Now, let's go to this judgment on
Friday.
Good
morning. How are you?
Good morning. The court has unanimously ruled that attempts to deport the justice were unconstitutional. They even said that the two deportation attempts were invalid and therefore quashed. What's the government's response? Will they accept this ruling and allow Mr. Lambourne to work unhampered in Kiribati?
Let me continue with your recitation of what the three judges held. They also held that a person who on a tourist visa who goes into a judge's chambers, sits in a high court judge's chair, does work on a judge's desk, works on a legal case where the person's going to make money, uses government cars and orders a government employee to drive chauffeur them around, that this is not work. The same three judges also held the current crisis that the government of Kiribati is having to deal with is the fault of a former chief judge, John Moria. Now, this is not the normal, you know, society has, as it should, in any rule of law country, and Kiribati is a country under rule of law and honors the rule of law, the highest respect society gives is to the judiciary, because we count on the judiciary to, as part of judicial review, to make sure the other two branches of government are doing the right thing. However, for that to work, you need judicial independence.
So,
and for judicial independence to, let me finish, Priyanka. For judicial independence to work, you have to have judicial integrity. If you don't have judicial integrity, judicial independence becomes judicial tyranny, and you end up with Nuremberg judges. So what you have here is these three judges have held that David Lambourne, who knew when he got the job in 2018 that it was a three-year gig, waited for 3 years.
I will interrupt you there because
you asked. Well, you asked me to respond. Let me.
Well, you haven't actually responded to my question. I was asking if the government will accept this ruling. You've gone on to talk about judicial tyranny, and making claims that weren't in the judgment. For instance, the term of Mr. Lambourne's contract, which as you know, the ruling on Friday said that it wasn't for 3 years. So can I return you to the question,
will the government accept
the ruling?
I think your listeners understood the answer is no, but you didn't. So let me explain to you why the answer is no. When something as simple as a visitor's visa and all the things that David Lambourne did on a visitor's visa, which is work, and every country would arrest that person, this court, made up of these three judges, said it's not work.
But so isn't that the entitlement? I mean, when you are in a democracy, and you just said recently that that we do have to honor what the judiciary says, that it has its independence. It ruled that Mr. Lambourne didn't act unconstitutionally, that he didn't do any work that he wasn't supposed to. So why are you not honoring that decision?
Now you're engaging in the same circular reasoning as the judges did. You know, you cannot first say, let's assume a man can get pregnant, and then you ask a man who's a little overweight, how many months pregnant are you? Well, it's a false assumption. So when
I'm
you
not
have
asking
these three
you about,
judges,
I'm sorry, Priyanka, Mr. Bratra, to interrupt again. I just want to return you to the question.
No, excuse me. No, it is
Go
a
ahead.
Question. You get to ask the question. I get to answer them. You don't get to make me answer the way you want to answer it. Then that's not an interview. Please have a monologue.
Sure, Mr. Batra. Okay. I just urge you to stick with the questions that
I'm
asking.
No. You stick with your role and I'll stick with my role. My role is to answer your question. You keep interrupting me, which is really unfair journalism. So why don't you stick to rules of journalism? Ask your question. Let your audience decide, not you. Let your audience decide. So as I was saying, when you have three judges now defining that a person on a visitor's visa can come and go in the high court judge's chamber, sit there in the chair, do the work, but it's not work. And then they accuse the former chief judge. This latest judgment by this three judges has declared war on its former chief judge, John Morea, as being guilty for the problem. And what is the problem? Every nation in the Commonwealth knows that no judge is appointed for life. And yet, these three judges, following now suspended Chief Judge Hastings, held that David Lamborn has a job for life. The fact that it's alien to every nation in the Commonwealth, including Mother England, didn't seem to bother them. The fact that David Lamborn in his affidavit said, when he took the job, he knew it was a three-year gig. And he waited for 3 years. He didn't sue during the 3 years. He waited for his 3 years. After his 3 years was up, he went to court to see if he could hit a lottery and get a job for life. There is not a single Commonwealth nation that has a judgeship for life. But David Lamborn went to some of his friends, and they were happy to give him a lottery to raid the treasury of Kiribati. So that lottery is an illegal lottery. It will not be cashed. And, you know, the Constitution of Kiribati and the oath that each judge took, and the oath was that they would honor the Constitution and the local usages. Local usages are of equal value as the written Constitution. And David Lamborn, in his affidavit of August 5th, 2021, just last year, said when he started his job, he knew that every single judge before him had been appointed for 3 years.
So let me just thank you for those. I just want to return to the ruling. And they said that the claims that you've just outlined were an unworthy argument. They did mention Mr. Lamborn's deposition and also said, and I quote, Mr. Lamborn came from the ranks of the local Kiribati profession. They therefore ruled that Mr. Lamborn had a very good reason to believe that those advising the government had intended not to recommend fixing any term. So this was the ruling that came down on Friday, and that's why they said that it was reasonable for Mr. Lamborn to believe that he'd be judged for life. They in fact said that if the government wanted to act differently, they should have actually produced a contract instead to have Mr. Lamborn sign that. So just clearing up some of those things that you said there.
Yeah, you're not clearing up. Thank you for raising that. In fact, he signed a contract for 3 years. And even though he signed the contract for 3 years, he says, oh, no, I want a judgeship for life. And they gave it to him. I think everybody who's looking for a judgeship for life should run to Kiribati and hope that these three judges are assigned to their case so they can all get a lottery and get a job for life, now, which is amazing.
And now, Mr. Batra,
may I finish? So to answer your question, which you keep interrupting, the government, as I told the court during the argument on August 19th, that I prayed that they would honor their oath of office, and their oath of office requires that they honor the Constitution and local usages. Local usages. So because Kiribati is not England, even though in England there's no judgeships for life, but it's local usages. They have violated their oath, and I told them that if they did not honor the law, as they took the oath to honor the law, which is judicial integrity, I would recommend to the president that he consider suspending them. So that's the state of affairs we're in. The rule of law continues. There is full due process to each branch of government because separation of powers means just that. No one branch of government is king. The king is dead. The rule of law lives. And without judicial integrity, there cannot be judicial independence. And we know that from World War II, Nazi Germany, we had Nuremberg judges enforcing Nuremberg laws. So what you have here is a very simple matter of a man who's David Lamborn, who never went to court during his 3 years to say, hey, there's an omission in my decree appointing me. Was that a mistake? What did you mean? Was I appointed
the courts,
for a
and
day,
again,
a month?
I just want to reiterate that the courts have ruled on that. I don't want to relitigate something that the courts have already ruled on, Mr. Batra. As you know, that there is the separation of powers and we shouldn't have to relitigate something. If you are just joining us here on Pacific Beat, we are joined by Mr. Ravi Batra, the lawyer representing the Kiribati government in the high-profile court battle against Australian judge Mr. Lambourne. Now, there you have been talking about the separation of powers, but I understand that you just mentioned that other suspensions might be due to the judges who ruled on this case. I mean, this is quite concerning. People have said that this is an assault on the judiciary there in Kiribati. How do you respond to this? Should there be this concern around the rule of law there?
No, not at all. If a judge commits murder, they're subject to arrest. If a judge steals money, they're subject to arrest. And Abraham Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus during Civil War.
So what crime are you alleging Mr. Lambourne committed? What crime?
No. I am not going to litigate anything with you because you don't want to read anything beyond the beyond the judgment, and you don't know enough law to understand the answers I'm giving you. So
indeed, I do not know enough law. So that's why I'm sticking with the judgment, and
no.
I do hope that you'd stick with answering my questions as well.
No, I am answering your question. You're just being obnoxious on a Sunday morning and not playing the role of a journalist. So when you decide to be a journalist, I'll consider coming back to you.
So let me return to this question.
Meanwhile, everyone listening should know that the rule of law continues in Kiribati, irrespective of one judge. One former judge, David Lambourne, trying to act illegally, and his friends, friendly aiders and abettors, helping him to get a judgeship for life, even though it's alien in every part of the Commonwealth. So I wish you a happy Sunday, and you just have a wonderful time. We'll let the facts come out as they will, and your listening audience will learn what kind of man David Lambourne is and who are helping him and why what they're doing is illegal.